to the president's desk. I'm Lisa LaSera, Fox News.
The yeas are 71 and the nays are 19.
Senate following the House passing a short-term spending bill that will keep the government running through next Friday as congressional negotiators work on a long-term bill.
I'm optimistic that we'll enact a strong omnibus next week.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, the roughly $1.7 trillion package would finance the day-to-day operations for the current fiscal year. Earlier tonight, the Senate passed a measure that would increase the defense budget to a record $858 billion, sending that bill to President Biden for his signature. Another push from the White House for Americans to get updated COVID boosters. COVID response coordinator Dr. Ashish Jha says cases are up in 90% of the country.
COVID is not over, and obviously we continue to see people getting infected, getting sick. Unfortunately, too many Americans needlessly dying of COVID. And so I think the president has been very clear on this even since that day about the importance of people getting vaccinated, people getting treated.
The Biden administration is making more free COVID tests available to all U.S. households. The administration is also urging states and local governments to do more to encourage people to get the updated vaccine. A key House panel recommending changes to how intelligence agencies respond to a pandemic.
The House Intelligence Committee is recommending better collaboration and integration between U.S. intelligence agencies and public health agencies as part of a two-year review of the response to the COVID-19 pandemic. The unclassified report from the House panel also recommends the Office of the Director of National Intelligence create a global health security mission to more quickly collect data when a new disease emerges.
Fox's Jared Halpern. The findings also call for a fundamental shift in intelligence culture, saying health security is national security. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A Mississippi police chief remembers two officers killed in the line of duty yesterday.
Bay St. Louis, Mississippi police officers Sergeant Stephen Robin and Brian Estorf were killed responding to a welfare check. They encountered a woman in a motel parking lot. She was inside her vehicle with a minor. Police say the woman fired at the officers, killing both of them before killing herself. Bay St. Louis police chief Toby Schwartz says they were both tremendous officers.
They love coming to work and being officers. Putting on the uniform, going out there every day to serve you, serve our citizens.
While he didn't take questions about the incident, it was reported that before the shooting, the officers engaged the woman and child services was called on behalf of the minor. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Regulators in Virginia have granted a critical approval for Dominion Energy's plans to build and operate a 176-turbine wind farm in the Atlantic Ocean. Supporters say the project will help fight climate change and create jobs. An FBI-run portal has reportedly been breached by a hacker.
A hacker claims to have broken into the database of an FBI-run program and is offering to sell members' records for $50,000. The InfraGuard Forum is intended to share sensitive information on national security and cyber threats with its members, which include tens of thousands of public officials and key people in private sector roles at companies that manage most of the nation's critical infrastructures, such as drinking water. That hacker supposedly got access to the online portal by posing as the CEO of a financial institution, telling the Krebs on Security blog the vetting process was surprisingly lax. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
Trevor Noah is set to host the Grammy Awards next year. The former host of The Daily Show has hosted the ceremony twice before. The show will head back to Los Angeles after relocating to Las Vegas last year due to high COVID numbers. I'm Lee Silasera. This is Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.